This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly Show, let's have some fun.
Did you miss me? I missed you too.
I missed you too, and it's going to be a blast of a night tonight. Before I get into everything that's coming on the show, I have to do something that is totally foreign to me, but I have to do it because it was on my heart over the break when I was on vacation. I just have to say something really quickly. Thank you. And for once, I'm not thanking myself. And here's what I'm thanking you for. As I said before I took a vacation, because I was on vacation last week, before I took a vacation, I told you, I know it sucks. It sucks when you have a show you love. It becomes part of your day. It becomes part of your life. It becomes part of your routine. You have a routine for how you listen to me. Maybe you listen with your family. Maybe you're on the way to work. Maybe you're on the way home from work. Maybe you're working out. Maybe you're making dinner. Whatever your routine is, you have a routine, and it becomes part of your life. And when all of a sudden the radio comes on or you downloaded the podcast and it's a voice that's not mine, it sucks. It's a gap in your life. It sucks. You know what I have an email inbox full of right here? Full of it. Page after page after page. I'm not going to read them tonight. You know what I have an email inbox full of? Jesse, I miss you. Enjoy your vacation, though. Jesse, love you. Totally miss having you. Enjoy your vacation. What a freaking blessing it is to have a bunch of people who have a big part of their life missing and still gracious enough to come on and say, enjoy your vacation. So that's the last time I'll ever be sentimental on this show. You know I'm an unfeeling monster, but honestly, thanks. Thank you. Means the world to me. Now, what do we have on tap tonight? Yes, I'm going to give you all the skinny on the Alaskan fishing trip I went on last week. That's going to be a little more than an hour from now, so I'll get you all that. We're going to do a Medal of Honor Tuesday, since I wasn't here yesterday. It was Independence Day, and there's a special Medal of Honor citation that apparently everyone wants me to do, and I want to do it too. So we're going to do that an hour from now. 1 hour from now, we'll do that. We have one of your social media platforms you need to flee. We're going to make fun of Mitt Romney. We have more institutionalized insanity. The next front, the next battle in the abortion front. We have Kathy Hochul's a nut job. Joey Chestnut's a national treasure. All that and much more tonight coming on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and don't think for a minute. Don't think for a minute. We're going to forget about Dome.
And so we're working on bringing down basically the cost of what life requires for people.
What? All that tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, I know there was a shooting I know there's all kinds of shootings in New York. Everyone knows about the one in Highland Park. I'm going to get to all that, but I want to address something bigger and broader because I see it happening before my eyes, and I want to talk about it. I want to point it out, and I want to tell you where we're going and why we're here and where we're going. The Netherlands. I don't expect you to care about the Netherlands per se. I just don't. I don't expect you to care about the Dutch. Maybe you are Dutch and you care a lot about it, but the chances are right now when countries fall on, I don't want to say we're in hard times, but we're definitely in harder times. We tend to get insular. We're insular anyway, but we get more insular when you fall on hard times. That's not because you're bad or Americans are evil. That's human nature. German people care about Germany. French people care about France. Japanese people care about Japan. And look, we even do this locally. New Yorkers care more about New York than they do LA. That's human nature. So I don't expect you to care about the Dutch or follow what's going on, but here's something you should understand because I believe it's going to apply directly to you and directly to me and frankly to the entire planet as we go forward. The government there, because of all the climate change insanity, all this absolute lying crap they've put out there that carbon and nitrogen, they're causing the earth to cool. They're causing it to warm. We can't decide. So it's just climate change. Because of all that, the government decided, oh, hey, farmers, you're shut down. They just flat out shut down a lot of their farms. Their ability to produce food, remember, that's where your food comes from, they shut it down. The government pointed to their own population and said, you have less food. And maybe you've seen the videos, maybe you haven't, but there is a bit of an uprising beginning over there. In fact, I have an email about it. Dear Shogun Oracle, Dutch farmers are currently protesting their government's plans to cap nitrogen emissions and eliminate at least 30% of farms. I remember you saying real powers would never allow the Canadian truckers' protest to succeed. I was right about that, by the way. However, unlike the Canadians, the Dutch farmers are blocking border crossings, distribution centers, major highways, and already creating shortages. Do you think this protest can succeed, or will the Bond villain who apparently runs the Western world order crush this like they did in Ottawa? Here's what's happening right now. Let's begin at the beginning. This is going to sound like I'm changing the subject or I'm off on a tangent, but I'm not. This is critical for you to understand why we are where we are, what's coming for you, what's happening right now. Let's rewind back to coronavirus. I'm not going to go over everything again, but long story short, you know this all too well. We got a virus here, a new virus, and American governments at every level, from Joe Biden to the city level and everything in between. Well, actually, it was Trump back then, but still, from the president down to mayor and everything in between, they decided the appropriate response to a new virus, and again, this doesn't matter whether you agree or disagree with it, they decided the appropriate response to a new virus was to take away your freedom. The problem is, hey, we got a new virus. You know what the problem is? These people and their daggone freedom. Do you see that? Look at this guy. Look at this guy opening up his business. That's the problem. He's killing us. Close your business. No, we can't have sports. No, your kid can't go to school. You think you should have the freedom to go to school? Next, you'll want to go outside and play basketball. Look, in my own area, they took down the outdoor basketball hoops. They all decided, all the powers that be, mayors, governors, presidents, they all decided you have too much freedom and that's the problem. And so what did they do? They assaulted your freedom in ways we have never seen in the United States of America since the Civil War. Honestly, since Lincoln suspended habeas corpus, we haven't seen attacks on freedom like that. The only other example I can even think of that even comes close, but it was at such a smaller level, was FDR taking a bunch of Japanese Americans and locking them up in internment camps. But even that wasn't even close to being this widespread. The government at every level in the, what's that word? What's that phrase we love to use? The land of the free? Government at every level decided, they got together and decided, you are too free. Your freedoms, they're costing us. You don't have the freedom to not get vaccinated. No, you must take this. Oh, you think you can open your business? That's way too much freedom. Remember, they filled in a skate park with sand in Venice Beach, California. You remember that? They all got together at every level and decided you had too much freedom. That was the response to COVID. You had too much freedom. We have to stop freedom to stop COVID. That's what the United States of America's government decided. And the governments of the West. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's just talk about us for a minute. Well, let's make this about you. Let's make this about me. They got together and decided you had too much freedom. That was a problem, but it wasn't the problem. What was the problem? The problem was how we responded to it. I'm not talking about you personally. You're not in control of a society of 330 million people. You're not. But America as a whole, again, not you personally, as a whole, how did we respond when the government said, go home for 15 days? Oh, I'll make that a month. How did we respond? We said, okay. Okay, whatever keeps me safe. That's what we said as a whole. Now, what does that have to do with you? What does that have to do with the Dutch? What does it have to do with climate change and farms and all this? I will explain what I mean, and then we'll get into some of this gun stuff and much more tonight. I'll explain what I mean in just a moment. There's something else, though, that has to do with you. You saw what happened over the weekend. How many shootings were there? How many? Endless, right? I can't sit here and tell you you're safe when you leave your home. I can't. That's a lie. We have more mental illness, drug use, crazy prosecutors. I can't tell you you're safe when you leave your home. I won't do that. All I can do is tell you to get ready. Be ready when you leave your home, and sometimes in your home, be ready to defend yourself against a bad person who wants to hurt you. Are you ready? Do you have a hero gun yet? You know what? Forget about you. Set you aside. Does your wife? Does your husband? How about your daughter? Your son? Your mom? Do they have hero guns? Do they have the new hero arrow that shoots the double blast of the Pavo gel? This is a non-lethal gun. The hero gun's non-lethal. The hero arrow, non-lethal. Does not require a concealed carry permit. It'll save your life and stop somebody in their tracks. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse, because that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, back in the chair. And gosh, it's going to be such a fun night tonight. Did you hear? Did you hear old Jill, President Jill Biden, trying to get old Joe Biden to say God bless America? And she didn't succeed. So old President Jill just stepped in herself.
God bless America.
Okay. And
God bless America. Thank you.
And God protect our troops.
How great is that? They always go to the boilerplate lines. If you don't know what to say as a politician, support our troops. It reminds me so much of Our Lady Salazar.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen, thank you. Freedom is not free. Maybe you haven't heard. Support our troops. All right. Forget. Back to what I was saying. What does all this have to do? What does the COVID response have to do with anything? The government decided you had too much freedom. You, I'm not talking about you specifically, but America agreed. Western governments, frankly, decided the people had too much freedom. The people agreed that that was the solution to a virus. Oh, okay, I'll go home for 15 days. I'll take whatever you tell me. I'll do whatever. So what does this have to do with what's happening to the Dutch and farmers? Well, right now what you're seeing is governments worldwide. You're seeing it really here in America big time. Every time you fill up with gas or pay your energy bill, governments worldwide have taken the climate change insanity and they've hammered on the gas. You remember the new New York thing? Do you remember the new New York thing? Hey, every building's electric. I mean, just insane thing, insane policies that are guaranteed to fail and crush people and quite frankly, kill people. The power grid can't handle all this. It just can't handle it. So why now? Why when we have crushing inflation, gas prices, energy prices, why would all the Western governments now ramp everything up? That doesn't make sense. And look, even if you're one of these people who believes, oh, yeah, man's definitely changing the climate, I mean, now's not the time, right? We can't kill the oil industry right now. People can't afford chicken. I mean, what are you talking about? Why are they ramping everything up? Why? Well, governments, very similar to children, they want to know what they can get away with. I mean, look, and honestly, just like the sins of a child or when a child is screwing up, you need to blame the parents. When governments are screwing up, you need to blame the people. Governments want to know and they'll find out what can they get away with. Your child? Daddy, I want a candy bar. Okay, here. Daddy, I want another candy bar. You can't have that, son. And he grabs one anyway and eats it. What do you do? Are you going to say, oh, that little Billy, he's crazy. Well, Billy's testing you. And guess what? He just tested you and he liked what he found out. Daddy told me no candy bar, but then I ate a candy bar and now he didn't do anything. I think I'll have another and another and another. Governments operate the exact same way. Western governments have always been limited. Especially here in America. I mean, Western democracies, Western republics, whatever way you want to put it. The whole point of them was no more kings, no tyrannical government. The people are free. The people have individual rights. We have constitutions. We have rights. That's how it's always been. Governments have always been limited. All these politicians, they all watched as they gave orders to you. They all watched as they told you, nope, no more freedom. And they sat back and they watched how you responded. And they liked what they saw. The truth is, people have never bought into the climate change lie to a level that would actually affect them personally. This has always been a frustration for all these communists who are in power in the United States of America and otherwise. They've always been frustrated that, yeah, you'll pay lip service to it. Oh, yeah, carbon's bad. But you never wanted your power bill to go up. You were never going to sign on for $7 a gallon gas. That's insane. They watched the response to COVID and they decided, wait a minute, I don't have to wait anymore for the people's consent. What? Look at what we just did to them. We just abused them endlessly. And you know what they did about it? Nothing. Nothing. There's no bigger scumbag in the United States of America. No politician, federal, state, or local level, did more to abuse his people than Mayor Bill de Blasio, Democrat of New York City. And New Yorkers were so upset about Bill de Blasio destroying their city, destroying their way of life, that they promptly ran to the polls and elected another Democrat by a massive margin. What do you think they think? Well, I'll spoil it for you. I'll tell you what they think. They think you, and again, I'm not talking about you specifically, but they think you're pathetic and you're weak. They think you don't have it in you to actually stand up to them and do anything about it. So what they saw from the public as a response to COVID, what they saw was a people who don't appreciate freedom anymore, even though...
You know, freedom is not free.
Even though it's not free, Chris, they saw a people who didn't appreciate their freedom, would not fight for their freedom. They saw a people who will do what they're told. So now governments across the world, the Western governments, all of them have decided the days of waiting for the public to consent to high gas prices and high energy prices are gone. We're simply going to make them do whatever we want. You know why they feel the need to the, or you know why they feel free to do that? Because of how we responded before. If you're mad about the toddler, if you're mad about your toddler grabbing another candy bar and stuffing it in his mouth, don't be mad at the toddler. Look in the mirror. He grabbed the candy bar and stuffed it in his mouth because the last time he did that when you told him he couldn't, you sat there and didn't do a thing. How about that for an uncomfortable truth? Oh, and did I mention there's another thing they're doing? You're going to have to wait. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I began to find myself searching. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And Chris, remember, you can just play all the Bob Seger you want, son. Criminally underrated out there. Remember, I might take phone calls later. I haven't decided. The problem is I've been on vacation for a week and I have a lot of stuff on my mind. So I like to mainly focus on me. We're definitely not having a guest tonight, but I did miss you. I might take phone calls later. You can email the show, though. Your love, your hate, your death threats. All those are welcome. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right? Remember, we have Medal of Honor Tuesday because we weren't here yesterday. We have Medal of Honor Tuesday coming up half hour from now. And then I'll give you all the skinny. I have actually a couple cool stories from the old vacation. Chris, I'm going to do the thing all the women do on Facebook. You know how the women always put all their vacation pictures up and then all their friends have to go in and like it, or the women are all, oh my gosh, Jenny didn't like it. I guess she hates me now. I'm unfriending her. I'm going to tell everyone about my vacation like anyone cares. All right, quit. I mentioned the climate change stuff and the COVID stuff because over the weekend, surprise, surprise, shootings everywhere. Shootings
everywhere. And once again, all the politicians are doing, well, what they normally do, and they're lying. They're creating the world of make-believe so many people reside in. And what's wild about it is you can ask them a question, and it doesn't faze them that they don't have an answer. They know they're creating a world of make-believe. They know they're lying, but it doesn't affect them at all. Listen to New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Do you have the numbers to show that it's the concealed carry permit holders that are committing crimes? Because the lawful gun owner will say that you're attacking the wrong person. It's really people that are getting these guns illegally that are causing the violence, not the people going and getting the permit legally. And that's the basis for the whole Supreme Court argument. Do you have the numbers?
I don't need to have numbers. I don't have to have a data point to point to say that this is going to matter. All I know is I have a responsibility to the people of this state to have sensible gun safety laws.
I don't need to have numbers? I'm sorry? And just so you're aware, I mean, we just had a federal law passed with expanded red flag stuff. You do understand that New York, they just decided if you want a concealed carry permit, or I should say they're deciding if you want a concealed carry permit, that you're going to have to prove your social media accounts have been responsible. Responsible. Responsible according to whom? Remember what I've always told you. I wish we dug up an old clip, actually, but you remember how many times I've told you that you need to make sure you think about the last 5 to 10 text messages, emails you sent, social media posts, social media messages, and consider whether the Democrat politician would consider you insane for those. And that's red flag laws. But back to what she was saying, I don't need numbers. I don't need data. That's crazy, right? You know that's crazy. I know that's crazy. We don't have to belabor that point. That's crazy. But we have to get through our thick skulls. They know they're lying. I actually saw someone over the weekend. He's a friend of mine, so I'm not going to call him out. But I actually saw somebody over the weekend say, hey, I think we should do, look, let's give these people the benefit of the doubt. They're not lying. They're misinformed. CNN isn't lying. They're not lying. You know, when Illinois Governor Pritzker says this, he's not lying. He's misinformed.
Our founders carried muskets, not assault weapons. And I don't think a single one of them would have said that you have a constitutional right to an assault weapon with a high capacity magazine.
You know what drives me insane more than the communists are the, quote, well-meaning people on our side who assume the best in the worst people. Kathy Hochul was lying. She understands full well that the new law won't stop anything. Governor Pritzker there that you just heard is lying. He understands it won't accomplish a thing. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, or Keeney, or however you say that idiot's name, he understands when he says this, it's impossible, and he's lying, and the gangs that run Philadelphia will continue to run Philadelphia, gun laws or no gun laws.
If I had the ability to take care of guns, I would. But the legislature won't let us. The U.S. Congress won't let us. The governor does the best that he can. Our attorney general does the best that he can. But this is a gun country. It's crazy. We're the most armed country in world history, and we're one of the least safest. So, you know, until Americans decide that they want to give up the guns and give up the opportunity to get guns, we're going to have this problem.
Sorry, it just seemed like an appropriate time to play the bar. That was probably not appropriate. I apologize. It's probably not appropriate. So what does all this have to do with anything? Well, they're lying. They know they're lying. They're intentionally creating a world of make-believe for people who listen to them. If you listen to the news, if you listen to your governor, if you listen to your mayor, if you listen to your kid's college professor, your kid's social studies teacher. If you listen to these people, they will constantly repeat the same lie over and over and over and over and over again that guns are the problem and more gun laws are the solution, and they know it's a lie. They're not misinformed. It's not that they're confused. They understand all the statistics. So why do it? Why? Why do they continue to get away with things like this?
Do you have the numbers to show that it's the concealed carry permit holders that are committing crimes? Because the lawful gun owner will say that you're attacking the wrong person. It's really people that are getting these guns illegally that are causing the violence, not the people going and getting the permit legally. And that's the basis for the whole Supreme Court argument. Do you have the numbers?
I don't need to have numbers. I don't have to have a data point to point to say that this is going to matter. All I know.
Why do they do that? Well, it goes back to what we talked about in the beginning with the COVID and the climate change. They believe now that they can simply move forward and abuse you at will. And they believe there simply won't be any pushback. Governor Phil Murphy, headline, Governor Phil Murphy signs sweeping gun control law in New Jersey. The legislation includes required training for anyone who wants a gun, mandates people register their guns when moving from other states. Moving from other states, let's say you're moving into New Jersey. I want you to, again, just do that little thought experiment we just did. Your last 10 texts, your last 10 social media posts, emails. Do you think Phil Murphy would look at those and believe that you're a human being who should be allowed to have guns? Why are they doing this? They believe now. They believe they have the freedom to abuse you and you won't do anything about it. They believe they won't even pay a price at the polls. Let's do remember, close as it may have been, Phil Murphy was just reelected after abusing the state of New Jersey horrendously. Why wouldn't he feel safe doing whatever he wanted? Practice with your weapon. I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but practice with your weapon. We are going into very dangerous times. And I understand, believe me, I understand completely the price of ammunition right now. Because I love ammunition. I was actually looking at my ammo stockpile over the weekend and thinking, I need more. So I understand the price of ammunition. I understand the price of gas. I understand life is busy. Sometimes you're too busy to get to the range. These governments, street communists, other people, it's a dangerous world. Practice with your weapon. Look, you don't have to buy ammo. Go buy a Mantis X. Remember, Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you practice inside your home. Green Berets practice with Mantis X. Marines practice with Mantis X. Practice inside your home without firing a shot. But you better practice. We got to be good. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And forgive me for just a second while I chew Chris out. Did you just say Tom Petty was better than CCR? Okay, now hold on. I love Tom Petty as much as the next man. I love Tom Petty. Tom Petty's not as great as CCR. CCR, you can make the argument CCR is the greatest band of all time. And people roll their eyes when you say that. They'll say things like Zeppelin, which that's obviously fair. Zeppelin's great. Or Rolling Stones, obviously fair. Or they'll say Beatles if they have no taste. But CCR, you go down the list of greatest hits of CCR, it ranks up there with anybody's greatest hits ever. No, Chris, no, you're stupid. All right, remember, we have Medal of Honor Tuesday coming up probably 10 minutes from now. I'll give you an update on my vacation. I'm back. I'm so excited to be here. I had to dial myself down before the show. I told Chris and Michael, I've got to calm down a little bit. I was way too revved up, and I don't know how to calm myself down. But I'm excited, and now let's go to I mean, greatest soundbite ever is so difficult, right? How does one quantify, I should say. I went to community college. How does one quantify what is the greatest soundbite of all time? Because we have a bunch of them on the soundboard. I mean, obviously.
Buenas tardes.
Ranks up there. I know you're happy we're back. I know, Chris, do you have the Jersey Girls? Look, just let it play, Chris. This ranks up there as the greatest sound clip of all time.
Oh, my God, it is.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a
You're having you fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit.
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on?
You can go yourself. How's that?
Well, yeah. I don't need a mask on. You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing
like
wrong with me.
I like your Trump phone.
You're right.
Guess
you
who Trump likes? He likes my dad.
Yeah, he doesn't like your phone.
He does.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go.
Thank you.
Let's go.
You know what?
I love them. It's so New Jersey. Again, that's why people from New Jersey and me get along, because they're naturally rude, and so am I. So the greatest soundbite of all time, that's quite a segment. Or that's quite a statement. But I saw this over the weekend. It was a local newscast from Jacksonville, Florida. Gentleman has been charged with, I believe, felony animal abuse. And I don't want to ruin, I don't want to ruin it any further. I'm going to go ahead and play it for you. And I'm going to let you decide. Is this the greatest soundbite of all time?
But one day when Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
But when Dave Felice came home, all he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch.
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. Then a couple days later, I realized I could call animal control.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
While the neighbors continue the fight, Nick says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really.
I'm dying. Is that the greatest? Is that the greatest soundbite ever? Oh, gosh, sorry. I'm crying. All right, quit. We got to focus on yet another American hero before I get to this American. Well, we have Medal of Honor Tuesday coming up in 10 minutes, but I have another hero I need to get to. But before we get to that hero, let's talk about yet another hero, and his name's Mike Lindell. You remember Mike Lindell had already been kicked out of all the big box betting stores? Because he looked at the election and looked at what you saw and what I saw and said, that's not legitimate. And they kicked Mike Lindell out for it. But he was still holding on at Walmart. Walmart, because Mike Lindell wouldn't back off, just kicked him out. You have any idea how many millions of dollars that cost him? And he still won't apologize or back off. That's awesome. Let's say thank you. And he has a flash sale right now on the greatest pillow ever. I've told you before how the MyPillow fixed my wife's neck problems. That's absurd. You can get a MyPillow right now for as low as $19.88. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, promo code Jesse. Get the best price on a MyPillow now. Or maybe you're driving, just call 800-845-0544. Did you see Joey Chestnut and Miki Sudo were crowned champions at the 2022 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest? And Joey Chestnut? Yeah, well, Chris, they tied. They both ate the same amount of wieners. And not only that, there's a video out there. In fact, boys, I want you to put this on the show's Instagram and Twitter account. Joey Chestnut, some crazy lib protester, goes up there in the middle of the contest and stands in front of Joey Chestnut while he's inhaling wieners. And Joey Chestnut, mid-wiener, grabs this guy by the throat and slams the protester down. It's, oh, Chris, you've got to put it up there. It's one of the best things ever. So shout out to Joey Chestnut and Miki Sudo, who are officially the second biggest wiener consumers in America. Now let's move on to something else. Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, you know, but perhaps you've heard of him. Well, there's been a lot of vaccine talk lately. Frankly, it's been ramping up more and more as side effects are coming out of what people are going through post-vaccine as all this stuff's coming out. You can't keep this stuff quiet forever, not in the social media age. And by the way, you're welcome to email me yours. All this stuff stays private. Your name stays private. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But either way, look, let's set all controversy aside. What we now know, I mean, even the officials say this, it wears off. Whether it's 6 months, 3 months, a year, 9 months, they're all admitting it. No matter what, public health officials, doctors, government people, it wears off. Here's a Canadian official.
But what exactly do we mean by up-to-date vaccination? Let me be very clear. Up-to-date means you've received your last dose in the past 9 months. Up-to-date means you've received your last dose in the past 9 months.
Okay. This is in the middle of it coming out where there are now huge questions about how effective it is. There are huge questions about why 13-year-olds are dropping dead with heart attacks. Huge questions about the rampant fertility issues. In the middle of all these questions, they're not turning it down. They're turning it up. And here's Bond movie villain, head of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab.
Waves of lockdowns and the stresses of finding work or returning to workplaces have even amplified the existential and often silent mental health crisis. So, what should you do? You, the millennials and the Generation Z, what should you do differently? Most immediately, you are calling for the international community to safeguard vaccine equity to respond to COVID-19 and prevent future health crises. Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated? What kind of vaccine is this? We'll talk about that a little bit more next hour. I might take some phone calls. We have Medal of Honor Monday, though, coming up next. Vacation update. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.